Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, the FDA did something rare. It reversed itself and said it would no longer require further study of a drug for a rare inherited disease that can cause fatal organ damage. Instead, the FDA said Amicus Therapeutics could go ahead and seek approval of its product with just the data from previous clinical trials. So are we seeing a shift in how the FDA is regulating drugs under the Trump administration? Adam Feuerstein is a national biotech columnist for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He joins us via Skype. Hi there, Adam.
Hey, how are you? Good to be here.
It's good to have you. Well, so first of all, earlier this year, President Trump called on the FDA to speed up the, quote, slow and burdensome process for drug approval. I mean, is that what we're seeing here with this example?
Well, the example that you mentioned in the opening definitely sort of raised some eyebrows because it does suggest, you know, sort of a flexibility or a renewed flexibility on the FDA's behalf in terms of allowing drugs to be approved or, you know, or lowering the regulatory threshold for which drugs can be filed for approval. So it certainly suggests that.
Well, so give us some other examples then that stand out to you in recent months.
We've had a few examples in recent weeks where, again, it looks like the FDA is kind of being more flexible. And, you know, we had a blood thinning drug that was approved based on a clinical trial that actually sort of technically failed its primary endpoint. But sort of the FDA looked at the totality of the data and approved it. There was a drug for sickle cell disease that was approved, which was a little bit unique in that the active ingredient of the drug was actually sort of a nutritional supplement that you can buy over the counter. But the FDA granted it approval for sickle cell disease, and it got some market exclusivity on that. So, again, you know, it's one of these ongoing debates. You know, is the FDA just being, you know, are they just, they really want to sort of push out and approve more drugs? Or are these sort of one-off events and we're looking for a pattern that may be a trend that's really not there? But, again, I think, you know, it does seem like from the comments that Trump has made in the past to the comments that the new FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, has made, that I think that, you know, the FDA does seem to be certainly more flexible in terms of the way it evaluates new drugs.
You know, there has been bipartisan pressure for some time on the FDA to speed drug approval and get them to get new products to market to patients because a lot of people feel like they have to wait too long and their lives may be on the line. But on the other hand, there's this constant question of safety, like have adequate tests being run? Have the clinical trials proven efficacy? So that debate, you know, is still out there. But I wonder, how much of a change does this represent from how the FDA operated before?
It's a great question. And I think, you know, you raising the point of efficacy and safety as being sort of both crucial to this issue. There is a risk that in the push to approve drugs faster, that we do not collect enough data to adequately look at or evaluate the risk of these drugs. And the sort of the nightmare scenario, of course, is if you approve a drug and then later on, as it gets out into the marketplace and it's used to treat more patients, that we find, you know, that there is a significant safety risk, a safety problem that pops up with the drug that causes harm. And then what do you do about that at that point? So that is sort of the counterbalance to this idea that, you know, oh, patients really need these drugs now. We need to push them out and get them approved faster.
Well, Adam Feuerstein is national biotech columnist for our partners at STAT, speaking to us today via Skype. Adam, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.